First, the federal government has made a lot of moves in the last week to provide financial relief during the COVID-19 pandemic, including some for people with student loans. Some of those changes have already come from the Department of Education, including halting the collection of student loans that are in default. The $2 trillion stimulus bill would also make changes to loan repayment. That's expected to pass the House. It did actually earlier today and be signed then by President Trump. Michael Stratford is an education reporter for Politico, and he's here to help us sort out what's going on. Michael, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, talk about, first of all, what we've seen directly from the Education Department. What kind of changes have they made?
Sure. So starting on March 13th, which is when President Trump first declared a national emergency because of the coronavirus, the Education Department has suspended all interest from accruing on federally held student loans. The interest rate was set automatically to zero on those loans. And they've also given borrowers the option to suspend for up to 2 months their payments. They won't have to make payments for 2 months. That has sort of been upstaged today by the passage of the stimulus bill, as you alluded to, because the stimulus bill actually automatically pauses payments for everyone on all federally held student loans until October.
And that there was a key phrase there, federally held. Do any of these changes affect people who have taken private educational loans?
Private education loans are excluded from these changes. Although House Democrats were pushing to get it included in the bill, it did not make it into the bill. The suspension of payments until October will apply only to federal student loans that are actually held by the federal government directly. That excludes private loans. It also excludes federally guaranteed loans if they're held by a private lender.
So before people stop making student loan payments this month, they should make absolutely sure they know who is holding on to that loan, if I'm hearing you correctly.
That's absolutely the case, and their student loan servicer should be able to tell them exactly what type of loan they have and whether it qualifies for some of these new programs.
And there was that an issue of forbearance is a word I've seen come up with this, which I think means, and correct me if I'm wrong, if people do take this opportunity and not make their payments, they will still count as being up to date on their loans. They won't be approaching the default process. Do I have that right?
That's right. It's a fancy word for the government is going to stop billing people for basically the next 6 months on these federally held student loans. You can make a payment if you want to, but there won't be any negative consequences on your credit report, for instance. And if you're in one of these programs, like the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program that allows you to make payments and then ultimately have your loans forgiven, the suspended payments during this time will count towards those programs.
Talking to Michael Stratford, education reporter at Politico, looking at changes coming from the Education Department and now Congress when it comes to student loans. Michael, let's get into that loan default issue. Now, right now, there were people in arrears. Their wages might have been garnished by private collection agencies. How widespread a thing is this? How big a deal is it that they're stopping that for now?
It's a pretty significant move. As most people who are in default on their federal student loans know, the federal government has pretty sweeping powers to pursue borrowers who fall behind on their payments. The government can garnish your wages. It can come after your Social Security benefits. It can even intercept and seize your tax refund. So the Trump administration's effective March 13th, and then sort of codified into the legislation that the president signed today, has suspended the garnishment of wages, the garnishment of tax refunds, and the garnishment of Social Security payments for borrowers who fall behind on their payments. And importantly, the Trump administration has announced that they're making the policy retroactive to March 13th when that national emergency was declared by the president, and they are actually refunding $1.8 billion, billion with a B, to about 800,000 borrowers whose tax refunds were seized in those 2 weeks. So even just in a two-week period, that's a pretty substantial chunk of money that the government is taking.
And what's been the argument for all of these changes? Just the idea of not hurting the economy and individuals further, given all the other stuff that's going on?
That's right. I think there's growing recognition from both Republicans and Democrats in Washington that we have a large amount of outstanding student loan debt, $1.5 trillion owed by 45 million Americans. We're entering this potential recession and economic downturn for the first time with that amount of debt. And so there are a lot of people who are out of work and maybe struggling to make their student loan payments. So there's agreement that those people need some relief, although we saw some squabbling in the debate over the stimulus bill, exactly how far that should go. But where they've landed is we're going to pause payments for about 6 months for borrowers.
Right. Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer had said earlier this week that if Democrats had it their way, this bill would have included more help for student borrowers. Do we know what other kinds of things they were looking for here?
Democrats were pushing for outright cancellation of some amount of the debt that students owe. They wanted as much as $10,000 per borrower to be just forgiven as a result of this coronavirus crisis. That was pretty much a non-starter with Republicans, who said that they don't see this. They're not in favor of student loan forgiveness in general and don't see this as something they want to do in the stimulus legislation. Democrats are already talking about pushing that issue in the next phase 4 stimulus package that folks are starting to talk about right now. So we'll see how that shakes out.
Are we expecting anything else to come from the Department of Education when it comes to student loan debt?
The Department of Education is going to have to implement the law the president signed about an hour ago. So they'll have to send instructions out to the loan servicing companies that are the ones actually interacting with borrowers and collecting payments from them. So they'll have to flesh out some of the details of how these policies are made. And then we'll see whether they're willing to go further in expanding the suspension of student loan payments to other types of loans. There's a push, especially from some Democrats, Democratic state officials and Democrats in Washington, for the Trump administration to go further and, capture more borrowers in these forbearance options.
And Michael, as we wrap up, what are you watching for next on this story?
We've been talking about student loan debt, but another big part of this crisis is what colleges and universities are going to fare. They're talking about the financial strain that they're under as they close campuses and look at their enrollment for this fall. The stimulus bill that the president signed today has $30 billion for all types of education. Some of that will go to colleges. Colleges say they need more. We're also looking at state appropriations and whether cutbacks in state are going to lead to public universities, especially having to jack up their tuition. So a lot to watch on that front.
Michael, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
Michael Stratford is an education reporter for Politico. He was with us to talk about the changes to student loan collections being made during the COVID-19 pandemic.